Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on December 19th, 2014 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. Seven storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, These Dreams. This week's story comes to us from Karen McNenny and is titled Accidental Beauty Queen. Thank you for listening.
You dream about a moment like this for so long. I don't know where to begin. There's so many people to thank. Of course, the Academy and everyone who supported the work, my life's work, the fans, mom, dad, your sperm, your egg. I mean, wow, thank you. Yep, that dream's not going to happen. I'm going to let that one go. Not a real Academy Award, much to my chagrin. And I started to realize that dream, and it really was a dream. I would watch the Academy Awards every year as a young thespian and a performer and just think, what would I wear? This. And then I realized the dream was about the dress, not the trophy. And then the dream became about this dress. I've never worn this dress in public before. Stop, don't. Stop, please. I've worn it vacuuming and dusting. It's good for window washing. And this dress has been in my closet haunting me for 3 years. It was a gift. Who gives a single mom who lives in Missoula, Montana, and mostly works in fleece in her house a black evening gown? Who does that? My sister-in-law, Crazy Mary, who happens to work in the fashion industry in New York City. And she happens to be friends with one of the fabulous designers who was competing on Project Runway. And this is from his collection. And somehow it came to her, and then she decided I should have it. Because that makes sense, right? We covered that part. And I'm thinking, when am I ever going to wear that dress? There is no runway in my future. There is no red carpet, Academy Award speech, or occasion worthy of this dress. Unless you're telling a story at the Top Hat on a Tuesday night, then you are absolutely positively wearing the dress. Dream accomplished. Wow, 8 minutes left. One more time. Now you might be wondering, how does she know how to move in that dress? I thought you would never ask. I'm a trained professional. No, not a model. Worse, a beauty queen. It started innocently enough. I was a dancer. I've always been a dancer, and I'm in the studio, and we're rehearsing. I was a senior in high school, 18 years old, doing the Garden City Ballet production of Coppelia, and I was just leaving the studio one day, and my dance teacher, let's call her Pam, that works for me because that's her name. I'm going to remember that more easily for the story. So Pam comes to me, and she says, Karen, I'm the executive director of the Miss Missoula County pageant, and it's coming up in a few weeks, and I think that you would really, you know, benefit from the experience and do well. Beauty, like a beauty pageant, like tall blondes with big boobs and no brains, like that thing? No, thanks. I don't do beauty pageants. And she continued to just coerce me a bit and talk about the scholarship opportunities. And she says, you know, you've just done the ballet, Karen. You've got a talent piece well rehearsed and a costume available. And I'm like, well, yeah. And I just went to prom, so I had a great dress. And so I go home and I'm telling my parents about this conversation. And my father predictably puts his head in his hands, like many of you. Oh, no, 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 not my daughter. She's not going to be one of those flighty, stupid, big-bosomed beauty queens. And my mom at the end of the table, very predictably, oh, well, that sounds so exciting. When do we start shopping? I'm so proud of you. That's going to be great. My mom won. And so on a Saturday afternoon in the May of 1990, I just popped over to the little Margaret Johnson Theater at Sentinel High School and put on my prom dress and put on my ballet costume and, oh yeah, put on my swimsuit, because that's part of the deal, and did my deal. And then I won. What? And there's this thing. I don't think it's a law, but it's definitely a rule. If you become Miss Missoula County, you have to go to the Miss Montana pageant. Like 6 weeks later in Billings. This is kind of cramping my summer plans. I'm getting ready to leave Missoula and spread my wings and go to Bozeman and go to school. Hey. Not to mention Brian was in Bozeman. Oh, God. We'd already been separated 2 full years. We were high school sweethearts, and we've been waiting for me to graduate and get to Bozeman. And okay, fine. I'll just go to Billings. I'll do the thing. And it's, you know, it's the same thing, except now they start to train you. Yes, beauty school training. How to stand. How to turn. How to walk, how to talk, how to keep it together and look together and put on the persona that has no cracks in it. Wow, that's exhausting. This is exhausting. I decided you were worth it. So on goes pageant week. It's like a 5-day event, and there's preliminary nights, and they give awards for swimsuit, and they give preliminary awards for talent, and they're asking you questions, and you're doing your onstage conversation, and all of this is taking place. And I'm thinking, well, you know, a lot of families come, and I don't want to embarrass myself, and it'd be fun to be a runner-up. I mean, that would be kind of cool. There's 25 women from all over the state. Some of them have been trying 5-6 years just to become Miss Montana. Like, they have been in the track of the pageant world. Fascinating. Little twisted, interesting. So we're there, it's the end, we're all in our gown. And there's like drum roll, big fancy music playing, and they start announcing, fourth runner up, Miscellaneous from Lewis and Clark County. Yay, and we're all, oh yay for her, right? We're all happy for each other. And third runner up, Misunderstood from Tool County. Yay! Oh, yay! And they go on, and they're not calling my name. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's fine. I mean, it's just kind of weird. I thought I hadn't dazzled anyone, but I hadn't really embarrassed myself. And then this Mack truck runs through my mind as I'm having the thought, isn't it weird they're not calling my name? Oh, fuck, they're about to call my name. Ladies and gentlemen, in 6 short weeks, headed to Atlantic City, New Jersey to represent the state of Montana at the Miss America pageant, please meet your new Miss Montana, Karen McNetty. No, I'm going to Bozeman to have regular sex with Brian. I'm not going to live at home anymore. You don't own me, Montana. Let me be free. Let me go. But there's the rule, not a law, but there is an understanding that if you become Miss Montana, you're going to go to Miss America, because they don't do it with 49 states. They only do it with 50. So I go on your behalf, ladies and gentlemen. Senator Williams, the things we do for the people of this state. I'll tell you the things that were going on there. You want a little peek behind? My mom always reminds me, Karen, this is a rare and unique honor. There's only 50 women per year who get this experience. Okay, you're right. You're right about that. So let me dish for ya. So let's just start with this swimsuit competition. Very odd, all right? And I remember being backstage with all the other queens. And, actually, we should talk about the other queens. Because when I arrived, I immediately felt so out of place. Miss Virginia had 7 suitcases just for her hats. We all had these little gold tags on our suitcases that say, Miss America Express, let me bring all the luggage I want. Don't charge me extra. Is pretty much how that went. And so we're all flooding in, and everybody is in that persona. And the media's interviewing us, and we're interviewing each other. We're sizing each other up. And it wasn't until we started rehearsals, because that's where I'm really most at home. I grew up at rehearsal. And suddenly we're putting together these big production numbers that are going to be on national television. And this cadre of dancers, these beautiful male, talented, gay dancers arrive from New York City. And I'm like, oh, my people. Give me these queens over those queens any day. And because my talent was dance, there were about 10 of us there who were gymnasts and jazz, ballet, tap, whatever. I'm sure there was some baton and fire blowing and all sorts of. There was a puppeteer. That she was in the top 10. I don't understand. And so we got to be featured dancers, and that was great. We started to rehearse and dance, and I shared a makeup table with Miss Colorado, and I couldn't help but notice that there was a roll of duct tape consistently sitting on her makeup table. I'm like, you know what's coming, because this was the time before Spanx, ladies and gentlemen. 1990. And as we're preparing for the swimsuit competition, just let's settle on that for a moment. The swimsuit competition. And Miss Colorado, you must work with gravity, okay? So over she goes, like so, right? So that you've got gravity on your side, and she takes her duct tape. One end on the left armpit, down under the bosom, full up to the right side, so you've got nice plump cleavage. I am not shitting you, folks. You don't make this up. I'm like, at least use some athletic tape, sister. That's gonna hurt. And then there's a big X on the buns, and those are coming up and getting pushed together. And I'm like, that's just false advertising. There should be some referees back here. Can we call in the swimsuit refs? This is not... I did not tape. However, should you ever find yourself in a swimsuit preparing to walk a 50-yard runway in an audience of 7,000 people, you're going to want to do this. You take your little suit and you pull it up. That's right, a self-wedgie. And then we got some athletes, maybe you're golfers or, I don't know, those baseball, and you take the spray stuff and it makes your hands all sticky. Ch-ch-ch. And then over the suit goes, so that just stays right in place, because you don't want that sucker riding up when you're on the 50-yard runway. And I pause to think, this is the largest contributor of academic scholarship monies to women at the time. Maybe that has changed, but at the time they were really touting, we are the greatest contributor of scholarship funds to women. But you must get in a swimsuit first to access those monies and put on high heels and walk the runway so that we can judge your worth and your value and your intelligence by how you look in your swimsuit. Yeah, okay. Now you get it. You get why this whole thing is something I have not talked about much. And then I decided to talk about it. Because I'm finally over 40. And I got the dress. Yeah. And I know that there's so many stories about beauty queens. And the truth is, I am one. And I'm an accidental beauty queen. But when I came home from Miss America, I ended up taking an entire year off to meet the people of Montana. Delayed free sex again. I didn't go to Bozeman right away. I went traveling around Montana and met the beautiful people of the state, something I still love to do in my professional life today. And they always have that onstage question, you know, where they say, so what do you care about and what difference are you going to make in the world? And tell us your hopes, your dreams. And we always want to assume that those women are going to talk about, well, don't wear white pumps before Easter. And if you're serving dinner with an appetizer and dessert, make sure that the forks, no. They were asking me about our political position in the Iraqi war and the let it burn policies of the great fires in Yellowstone National Park and our academic system and how we're being run over by the rest of the world and a year round. I mean, it was intense. And there is always that that moment at which we're waiting for it. It's apple pie and it's God bless America and all I really want is world peace. And I think, really? You have the audacity, you beauty queen, to care about and command and compel people to world peace? Peace for the world? Peace amongst the buffaloes? Peace between neighbors who are fighting over which dog pooed in the yard yesterday? Peace between the children on the playground who haven't yet learned that they don't have to bully to be loved? Peace between strangers who gather because they dislove stories? Well, if my dream for world peace makes me a beauty queen, then by damn, I'm your beauty queen, Missoula. Thank you so much.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, performance art, and live storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel. Custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, rockinrudys.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavalny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers. Beth Jaffe, Shelby Humphreys, Pat Williams, Ethan Siegel, Blake Nicolazzo, Jack Rowan, and Karen McNenny. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and learn about the themes for 2015. TellUsSomething.org. Thank you for listening. Have a great one.